This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. USDA analysts are examining soybean planted acreage and other data in hopes of determining the size of the upcoming soybean crop. We will hear more next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
USDA Board Outlook Chairman Mark Jekinowski.
Soybean production currently forecast at 4.4 billion bushels. That would be up 270 million bushels year over year.
That is less than a 1% increase over last year's crop. Jekinowski says this year's crop will face tough competition globally.
Soybean prices have also been under some pressure lately.
More pressure is expected during the next marketing year, says Jekinowski.
We reduced our season average price forecast for the new crop by 10 cents. Currently forecast at $11.10 per bushel, down $1.40 year over year.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Bex.
To spray or not to spray? Fungicide seems to be a key question this growing season, although Lee Koenigsfeld, Northeast Iowa agronomist with our friends at Bex Hybrid, says their research shows it really shouldn't be.
With the amount of moisture we've had, we're going to see increased risk for anthracnose, crown rot. I'm already seeing some great leaf spot. Some tar spot has already been spotted as well.
You've been researching this for a long time, and in these conditions, it's about as safe a bet as it comes, it sounds like.
We normally see returns within our practical farm research farms, which if you've ever been to one of our farms, we've got these 300 to 500 foot strips with big wide alleyways in between. So we're getting pretty decent air movement through through even our PFR plots, a lot more than you're gonna get in the middle of an 80 acre field. And we're still seeing the return on investment. So you couple that along with the weather, it's probably one of the best bets we can make within the farming season this year.
You can read the practical farm research for yourself at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.